Can we run through the sprinklers? My daughter and nephew begged. I looked at my watch, the parched lawn, the angle of the sun and their eager faces. It was late afternoon and still almost 90 degrees in the Napa Valley, and April. You'll have to wait until it's cooler, I said. Having learned in school about the Earth's hydrologic cycle, my daughter got my point about evaporation. We can wait, she said. For the last month, I've been reporting a story about water and how our global supply is shrinking from increased demand, waste, and contamination. On a nightly basis, I show up at the dinner table, conveying grim little water stories. My family's learned that more than half of the world's 36 river basins, our chief source of potable water, are in a state of stress, or even worse, shortage. That some 2,000 farmers were arrested earlier this month in India for stealing water. They know about the Irish official who recently warned Greater Dublin is at risk of running out of water in 20 years. They've heard about water main ruptures in Chicago, lead in pipes in Washington, D.C., and the tenuous levee system that abuts our own precious delta, and how if it goes, tons of salt water would get sucked up into our fresh water system, destroying estuaries and contaminating our water supply. This dinner chatter, depressing though it may be, is making its mark on our family of five. The kids turn off the tap while they brush their teeth as a means of saving water and energy. We take shorter and fewer showers, and until we can procure one of those cool washers from Japan that use ions instead of water to clean clothes, only the really dirty stuff gets washed. My husband rented an aerator so our lawn could make more efficient use of watering. I did eventually run the sprinklers for my nephew and daughter. I even joined in, relishing the coolness, knowing they may one day tell their disbelieving children how they used to frolic in the sprinklers on a hot day. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.